WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now every day streaming live on YouTube so you can see us as we're doing the show. Hi, how are you? This is everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show. Most people.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi, beautiful five.
So listen, obviously a lot of us were together yesterday, opening their home opener down at the ballpark, and I've learned a lot about my coworkers in the last 24 hours.
Really?
It's time to break it all down with a good old-fashioned top five and five. Now, number five, I'm not usually one to compliment others on the jobs they do. But Elliot's just damn good at his job, man. He got a lot of good quotes yesterday. He grilled Sean McDermott. The phone felt like it was right next to his face. Well, if you missed it earlier, he was on with us and got a bird pooped on him and still went to Mr. Lurie's press conference. Mr. Lurie name-checked him. I think the only person the other name was Bo Wolf.
Bob broke over, too.
Yeah, well, listen. All I heard was Bo and Elliott, so that's all.
Been covering the team.
That's all we count.
From the Sean McDermott thing, I wonder if that is belt worthy.
I agree.
I wonder if we were to give out the belt. It only changes hands on Fridays. Broads got it on Friday. I wonder if we handed it out. If Elliott took the belt from Broads, we still have four more days. But him going after Sean McDermott, that was big stuff.
It was. He led off Lurie's press conference today.
Yeah, asking about Tush Push. Yep.
I think he got three questions in with Lurie. Just saying. Guy's a bulldog. We brought him back like he was 100% fading into oblivion.
He was.
But I think this show this year, Insider of the Year, brought the true Elliott back.
The other shows make him soft.
They do.
They treat him like a real, like, journalist.
We make Elliott hard.
There it is.
Yeah, I did that for you.
You looked at the camera and winked when you did that.
Can you imagine if at one time Elliott had the Insider of the Year trophy and had the belt at the same time?
I know. Well, because look what the belt did to Broads. I mean, Broads was out of control when we gave it to him on Friday.
Yes, he was.
I think he thinks it's a real thing, which I appreciate.
It's a real thing,
but like, you know, he thought it was wrestling. Now, I did wish that Lurie said to him, Elliott, congratulations on winning Insider of the Year. He sounded like he listens to the show a lot, given a lot of the talking points that he was throwing out there today.
Here is my promise to you. If we were ever lucky enough to interview Mr. Lurie on the air, I would say, Mr. Lurie, did you know that Elliott Shore Parks won Eagles Insider of the Year? Just to see if he knows.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would want him to say, you were dead right about the gold standard thing. Sorry for the years of making fun of you. You are the gold standard of the NFL.
Wow.
Redoing gold standard?
He's just early with it. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 20 years early with it.
Well, Banner was gold standard, right? Or Lurie?
No, Lurie.
It was Lurie? Oh, I thought it was Banner for some reason.
Yeah. Okay. The fourth thing I've learned about my coworkers in the last 24 hours is that John Johnson might be addicted to peanuts. We know about the scandal that happened.
Say it quick.
With Peanut Week, Peanut Butter Week back in September, and then he did Peanut Butter Week 3 weeks ago. He did a peanut butter thing. He did a jar of peanut butter for college dorm broke college thing last year for snack of the night. And then last night on snack of the night, his snack of the night was peanuts.
What is he running out of stuff?
Get the peanuts out of your mouth, John Johnson. Like,
there's so many snacks.
Why is it always peanuts?
I don't even know why. Yeah. Although we do have a bag of peanuts sitting out there.
Well, that's because of John Johnson.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, so he did the not shelled peanuts, like the roasted in the shell.
The real nuts.
Yeah, the baseball peanuts.
That's exactly right.
I don't like saying that at all. I'm a peanut butter guy. You know, I bring a jar of peanut butter every day, eat it with a spoon. Peanut butter.
Crunchy or creamy guy?
Crunchy guy, natural. Oh, no added sugar,
crunchy
of course.
Guy.
Yeah, I'm a crunchy guy.
And your ingredients are only peanuts?
Only dry roasted peanuts and sometimes salt.
No seed oils.
Nope. What? Is everything okay? All right.
Nope.
I agree. John Johnson might have a peanut issue.
Not an allergy.
Not a peanut
an
allergy.
Yeah, an addiction.
That was Zaire Smith.
Yes. He's got an addiction to peanuts.
Yeah. Third thing that I've learned about my coworkers in the last 24 hours is they all think I'm stupid.
Yes.
You know, I announced that I co-wrote a book.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Nobody could believe it.
Again, go to ringthebellbook.com to pre-order your copy today. It comes with an autograph from me and my co-author, Kevin. So this is all going well. But every time I bring it up, it's like, you wrote a book?
Yeah.
You can't even formulate a sentence.
Well, it's true. You don't know words. You don't know a lot of words, right?
I know words.
You just don't know a lot of words. Yeah. A lot of times you don't know the right word to use.
Right. Very simple vocabulary.
Yeah.
We love Charles Barkley.
We do.
He wrote a book.
Wrote a book.
Well, he
had, well, I, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he authored a book. He wrote the book.
He's a ghostwriter. This is real work.
Well, listen.
Kevin's the ghostwriter.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying he would be the ghostwriter.
Well, no, but it was a co-authorship.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, I'd save you guys the trouble. If I ever write a book, just know I didn't write the book.
Nice.
Yeah, just know I just told someone what I want written, and they did it for me. Yeah.
I'm just, Jack, and I'm very proud of you for writing the book.
Yeah, but with about as little respect as you have.
No.
That's where it's going.
A lot of respect. I do see your emails, though, and you don't...
Yeah, he can't get that out of his head. He can't.
There's no thought there.
Well...
But even...
It's part of what he's saying.
Yeah. even when I asked you to do the still unfinished prep sheet,
and
you filled in stuff, I was like, why doesn't he use capital letters in the beginning of sentences? How does he even get... It automatically capitalizes the first letter. How does he defeat that? Why aren't there periods?
I don't know. But we figured it out. No, I didn't double check anything. I just wrote it and moved on.
Okay.
So,
you have editors.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, we have an editor.
Yeah. I'm sure. I hope that person.
Hardback
got...
or paperback?
Oh, it's starting in hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are you coming in hard?
Hardback?
Yeah.
Really?
Come on.
Now I got to write a book.
They know whose name's on that.
Listen, where do I go to order this book again?
Ringthebellbook.com.
I'm going to order one.
I'm going to order
during
one too.
Yeah, great.
I want
awesome.
My money back.
Free shipping. Now I'll bring it in, so I'll save myself shipping on that. Do you want an autographed copy?
Also, I want it shipped to me.
Also, damn right I want it autographed.
Sorry to bring
by Kevin.
Sorry to bring this up on the air. Do you guys want to write little blurbs on it saying Jack's so smart, I love working with him, and read the book?
Listen, I'm actually...
Yes.
The fact that I wasn't asked to write to forward this book...
Fransky forwarded it.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You are such...
Whoa,
I mean...
Whoa, hold on. What?
We love Fransky.
Yeah. But has nothing to do with Scott. Yeah, has
no,
nothing to do with
love
Fransky.
Love you, Scott.
Yes.
But you're working with two guys here.
Listen, you've been a little bro for 8 years. I kept you under the wing.
It's a foreword. It's about Philly's fandom and like what it means
to
you.
What, am I not a fan?
I don't know. What would you write?
Oh, now what would I write?
I don't know.
I would turn it into Jack. Jack's a thirsty little bitch, is Mike asking.
Yeah, that'll be your blurb for when you're endorsing the book. And it says, now you want Brett on there or Spike?
Spike, come on, man. Did you write John on the book, you fraud?
At least it's not Spike.
Yeah.
This is getting personal.
Yeah.
Speaking of Spike, the second thing that I've learned about coworkers in the last day is you're a ducker, dude. I mean, this whole
I'm not
fake
talking.
Back injury.
It's not fake.
You were gonna do push-ups with you yesterday.
First of all,
all of a sudden, nothing happened.
First of all, nobody promoted the push-up thing, so it would have been a waste anyway. Hugh didn't even know I was doing it yesterday.
It would have been a waste. That kind of defeats the purpose. Yeah.
And... The back thing is not ducking it. I'll do it with the back thing. I'm just worried about coming to work the next day.
No, and then don't do that.
Yes.
So here's the thing, though, and here's why Jack and I are kind of questioning this whole thing.
Okay.
Well, you have a history of back.
I do.
Yeah. So why would you be trying to lift?
Because I was so...
This HVAC.
Because I was so... Okay, this the house thing.
You want to get it done.
You know has overtaken
yes,
me.
Yes.
And going into the house and seeing some water in the basement, we were there just for my wife to meet about like window treatments or something. Mm-hmm. I left. I said, I'm going to Home Depot. I bought a shop vac. I brought it back. I just needed to like get it done. That's what I needed to do. I'm just stupid. It was a dumb thing. I had no idea that 14 gallons of water weighed 116 pounds.
Yeah, it feels like a lot. Especially because you weigh 130.
I weigh 150.
Right.
Yeah. Very stupid.
The number one thing I've learned in the last day.
Not ducking.
About coworkers.
It pisses me off. I'm not ducking.
I know. I can tell. Which means not going away anytime soon. Now, Dave Uram does not technically work with us.
No, he used to. Dave Ruman now works for KYW News Radio. Yes.
I was going
to
say, Dave doesn't work with us?
Yeah, he's on KYW.
I still see him.
Still in the family.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
We see him.
Yes.
Yeah. He's there.
Oh, he told me this. This is crazy.
He got to opening day yesterday, like the home opener, at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Huh?
As opposed to 3 a.m. in the afternoon. Yeah.
3 a.m. So I guess just prepare for the day. It's not like he's there to cheer. He was working. He's a big J.
Yeah, he was doing morning sports.
3 a.m.
What is he doing there?
I have no idea. I don't know. Dave's one of a kind without Angelo.
Right.
But I think Angelo, like, broke Dave's brain in terms of...
What is he doing at 3 in the morning? Like, what is he doing there?
Like, preparing questions?
Look, dude.
I have no idea.
When he used to have to cut the Eagles sound,
yes.
It would take him 10 hours to get every... There's no reason to be at the Eagles game.
And there was like 800 cuts when he used to cut the Eagles games up.
There was no reason to be at the Phillies game at 3 a.m. Nobody's there.
Besides the TV station setting up. That's how he got, I guess, in the door.
And Dave's not on TV.
No.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Appreciate the doggedness. There's a reason why he is nicknamed the Bulldog. But that's just being way too early.
Psychotic behavior.
Well, it's a little bit. If I didn't know Dave better, it would come across to me as like teacher's pet kind of stuff. Like just trying to prove that he's outworking everyone, but that's not how Dave is. Like Dave, I almost think we should bring Dave in and talk to him.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, we shouldn't bring Dave in. We should just talk about it here.
Well, he has addressed his actions.
His sense of humor is nowhere near where our sense of humor is at.
He won't find this funny.
At all.
Now, Tom Kelly usually does bring him in sometimes to break down his actions.
Okay. Like
why he does certain things, so maybe he had fun with it.
Yeah.
But 3 a.m. for the home opener makes absolutely no sense.
No sense at all.
It's psycho stuff.
So I'm trying to figure out.
What is he doing when he gets there?
What is he doing while he's there?
I know. Like, he's just sitting in the press box, ready to, like,
He was in the stadium?
Well, yeah. Where else would he be?
I mean, out on the parking lot?
No, he was in the stadium at 3 a.m.
There's no fans in the parking lot at 3 a.m. Nobody's tailgating at 3 a.m. Players aren't there at 3 a.m.
I thought he was sitting in the media parking lot or something.
No, he's in
the stadium. You mean he was actually in the building?
Yeah, and he's not doing man-on-the-street stuff, interviewing fans for opening day with the, you know.
He was out there at 3 in the morning.
It's insane.
And he talks for, how long did he talk, morning sports, a minute?
I have no idea.
He probably talks for a minute, twice an hour, three times an hour. What's he doing?
He was excited.
Yeah. Well, okay. He works hard.
He's not even a fan. Like he considers himself a journalist.
Yeah, but
there's
he
no
cheers.
Way. Yeah, he's yeah.
Psycho stuff.
Man.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jay in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Jay?
What up, Jay?
Hey, man. So, I don't think that we need the push. Man, we built to run the ball. And I think it's going to give us a chip on our shoulders. And that's even better. I think if they take it away from us, that chip going to be big. And we're going to want to maul people, man. And I'm happy to see it.
Hmm.
I like it. Yeah.
You think we kind of... take this personal and exact revenge on the league for getting rid of it.
Well, look, you as an athlete, I'm sure you know, look, every athlete wants that thing, that chip on their shoulder.
Sure,
you
sure.
You know, that little motivation. And this really is the whole league ganging up on us over our play. So this is real. It's not even like manufactured or nothing like that. Like, the league really is ganging up on us, man. You got Sean McDermott, man. Every time I see him, he's a clown. Like, you
he's a loser. You should have been fired already.
And you talk about it like you don't run the play. Like, Sean McDermott, you're a clown.
Yeah. That's the funny thing about him. He's talking about it like he doesn't run the play.
Yeah, well, that his face when Elliott was grilling him, it was just like, it was like a, what did they say? He caught the cat in the canary.
The cat with the canary in the mouth.
Yeah. That's what it looked like. He just looked like he got caught. He's lying. And he definitely, not that I want anybody to lose their job, but Sean McDermott should have been fired already.
And the Eagles are right to fire him in 2012.
They were.
Hey, look, lying to your four or five group friends is one thing. Lying to the national media
that's
going to run a story that everybody can see the numbers is crazy.
Do we play the Bills this year?
Yes.
If they don't ban the tush push, we should run it every play.
The Eagles, by the way, they're not going to forget anything, it seems like, with the tush push. They're taking it very personally.
Yeah. I understand the chip on their shoulder, but you know what I'd rather have? I would rather be able to run the tush push than have a chip on their shoulder, to be honest with you.
Why? Why do you care? It's one play. I could see if we weren't a team that could run the ball, and that's our only form of getting short yardage. But we've got a great offensive line, great running back. Now we got a bruising running back. That's what we needed. I feel like we needed a big back. I've been saying that. Like, Dylan ain't going to get a lot of carries. If he can just stay healthy with what we need him to do, man, we're going to maul people this year.
Jay, I agree. But if a play is so good that other teams are trying to make it illegal, you got to keep do what you can to keep the play. I agree with you. I agree that Jalen is, aside from the only negative to him with a normal quarterback sneak is his height, is that I feel like tall quarterbacks have an advantage because they can get that extra, you know, so-and-so, however. I mean, Josh Allen's what, 6'5", 6'6", something like that?
Yep.
So they have an advantage there. Jalen doesn't have that advantage. He does have the advantage that he is particularly strong. But if the play is so good that other teams are not only trying to get it, what we saw twice in the playoffs, one, the Commanders trying to jump over the line to stop it so many times that they got yelled at. And then the only injury we've seen on it is when a player was trying to line up sideways to try to stop it. That is a play that you want to keep. That's a play that you want to keep. And I'm just, I don't like that. And I'm glad that the Eagles are fighting for it. Even Jeffrey Lurie mentioned he seemed pretty intent on the league's reasoning being BS. I'm glad that Nick Sirianni's passionate about it. He should be. He came up with a play so good that the league is trying to make it illegal. But I just wish we had it, and I do think it is going to negatively affect them next year.
Don't let that get in your mind, Matt. Look, we have how many all-pro, not even just good linemen, how many all-pros do we have on our line? Our running back is an all-pro. Before the tush push, you would have loved this setup for a running game. So don't let that get in your mind that we will still be able to pick up a yard with our offensive line, the threat of our quarterback, and a great running back. Like that, it should never be an issue picking up 2 yards or 1 yard.
Well, I hope it isn't. Jay, next question today. General Hospital debuted this day, 1963. All-time favorite daytime television show.
So I'm going to go a little ratchet because I love human studies and the Maury show, man. Those paternity tests were pure gold.
Oh. Maury Povich was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was part of the, thank you for the call, Jay. That was part of the, I mean, the greatest era in daytime talk ever.
But I remember Maury Povich before the paternity shows.
Well, he was Current Affair, right? Didn't he do Current Affair at
night?
He did
Current Affairs, but his show
was normal.
It was a normal talk show where he did stuff. Then all of a sudden, the paternity test thing took over.
Yes.
And it seemed like that's all he did. It's like Jerry Springer.
Yes.
Jerry Springer didn't come on with the fights. The fights sort of organically happened. Then they realized they had something. So then they started kind of encouraging the sort of fighting on Jerry Springer. It didn't start off that way.
Was the Catch Me Outside girl, was that Maury or was that
Dr. Phil?
Oh, okay.
She's still big, by the way.
She's a millionaire.
Yeah. She blew up.
She did. She did. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Absolutely.
Speaking
good
of like people blowing up, now that Rizzler has his own iced tea.
Oh, yeah. You see that?
Rizzler does?
He's got to deal with Arizona iced tea.
Oh, I did not see that.
What's it called?
Is it
the Guzzler or something like that? And it's got his, dude, it's got his face on the can. Big Rizzler face.
So are they done with the whole Costco thing?
Well, he was never a Costco guy. Costco guys were AJ and Big Justice.
Right,
Rizzler
was
just part of that crew.
Right.
But now that you mention it, and we've been saying that AJ and Big Justice are cooked for a while.
They are.
I scroll TikTok a lot.
Me too.
I don't ever see AJ and Big Justice
anymore.
Yeah,
I know. It's like they disappeared. It's called Rizberry, by the way.
Rizberry.
That's the flavor.
Oh,
yeah.
Rizberry.
Speaking of aura, he's got aura.
Yeah. The Rizzler? Oh,
yeah,
Rizzler's got aura.
Yeah.
Man, now I'm thinking about it. I don't ever see AJ and Big Justice on the...
Ran his course. 15 minutes.
Yeah. You know what's back on TikTok?
What?
The Dougie. I see people doing the Dougie all the time.
Oh, the dancing is back.
Yeah.
Dude.
I wish I could do that.
If the Dougie can bring Soulja Boy back, too.
I'm just saying, there's so many dances out there right now on TikTok. These line dances, I can't keep up with everything.
I like seeing the Dougie, though. Dougie was a good one.
I like seeing them. I just can't learn them.
No. Well, I thought about it with the Dougie. because there was this one girl that showed herself trying to learn it every day for 30 days.
Doing the Dougie?
Yeah, I want to kind of learn how to do the Dougie.
Not with your back situation, though.
Not currently.
I'm a two-stepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-step?
I'm a no-stepper.
Two-step? Yeah. Oh, you got to be a two-step. Boy, you got two kids. What you mean?
I don't know. What's a two-step?
Two-step is the dance. You're just moving your feet.
You're not really doing a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. That's my
move. Like
yeah. You're not doing a whole
that.
Lot.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's that.
Like that's like a white guy?
Yeah.
I was trying to find a beat in my head and some music. I couldn't find
it. There it is.
Yeah. Two-step, man. You get your little two-step in and you stay in your lane.
It's a shame. I don't like dancing in public. I refuse to dance at weddings now. I've given it up.
Oh, man.
I did it for my wife for years, and I told her one day, I'm out. Go ahead. Have fun. I'm just going to sit at the table.
Jack, you saw me two-stepping in New Orleans.
Yeah, I know. Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, two-step.
Just like that. I prefer the Elliot, which we can actually do on YouTube now.
That's the Elliot,
the
right?
Finger twirl. Yeah. Yep. He's about to go dog.
About to go in.
That's what he's saying in his head. Like, I'm about to get it.
You know, Elliot's got a drink in one hand, twirling with the other, poop on his shirt.
Yeah.
Bird poop on his shirt.
Poop on his shirt. We're drinking one hand and doing a two-step. That's from a song.
Oh, is it?
Cassidy.
What song?
I got my drink and my two-step.
Oh.
Cassidy?
I don't know that one.
That's another Philadelphia rapper, too, by the way.
Oh, I don't remember Cassidy.
Oh, you do.
Was it 90s?
Yeah, no, it was like early 2000s.
Okay.
You probably know the music.
Probably.
Hotel, he made a song with R. Kelly.
I'm sure I remember if I heard it. There it is.
That's good.
I'm just saying.
Well, it's just facts. Yeah. Nothing you can do about the facts.
Yep. What do you want me to do? It's a good song. Spike convinced me it's okay to listen to R. Kelly again.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
I'm waiting for my daughter to graduate, though.
Yeah, he's not babysitting or anything. Yeah. Like, just listening to music.
He's not at the house.
A lot of bad people did a lot of good music. You know, what are you going to do?
You made a great point when you said that.
What are you going to do? Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Like Spike and Fritz. You know, we're closing in on that Creed show. July.
I saw they added 5 more shows to the tour.
Did they?
They're heating up. And there's a new viral Creed video that I'm sure you've been tagged in a million times.
The one in the canyon or whatever?
In the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I've been tagged in quite a few times. I think all three of us have.
Yes.
I get DMs with it. I get the tags with it, all that stuff. Hey, were you at the Grand Canyon? Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. There's a few different, I think, perspectives from that video as well. But we have to start lining up details. We got to get serious now about making sure that we get the band involved with singing 5:30 Creed, which would be the pinnacle to 5:30 Creed.
And the end of 5:30 Creed.
We got to figure out what the next song is after he sings it.
Yes.
So, but
if we're going to keep that bit going.
We got to keep the bit going.
We can bully another band into
it. It's like the bit people talk to us about. It's not even our thing. It's a different person's song. All right. 215-592-9494. Always have the, there we go. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. Jack.
What up, Tasty Cake?
What a great day. Just beautiful out. Phillies are 3-1. Spike, I don't really care if they get rid of the tush push or not. Nick will think of something else. Doesn't concern me.
Let me ask you.
But I think it's
just real quick, I'll let you finish your point. Just a quick question to that. Doesn't it bother you a little bit that the team cares so much? Like the Nick Sirianni really wants to keep it. Howie Roseman really wants to keep it. Jeffrey Lurie really wants to keep it. Doesn't that signal anything to you about how important it is to them?
I think it's an extremely important play.
Okay.
I think the Eagles will pivot and find something else. But what I am really enjoying about it, Spike, is that the entire NFL cares about what the Philadelphia Eagles think now.
Of course, yeah.
That's like I was talking earlier to a friend of mine today, and we were saying when we were young guys, this is even before you, Ike, you guys remember the For Who For What game?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Spike, that game wasn't on TV. That was blacked out.
I try to remind people about the blackout stuff happened. You know, we were always sort of like wondering at the end of a week, oh, is a TV station going to buy the tickets or whatever so we could see the Eagles game because they didn't sell out.
Mm-hmm. And now the Philadelphia Eagles are the center of the NFL universe. You could be pretty chesty to be an Eagles fan, right, Ike?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Every Eagles fan running around town chesty right now.
And I love what that. I wanted to ask Jack a question. Jack, what do you think about? I mean, Sosa. What I'm looking for is a right-handed bat to take off. So Sosa's tearing the cover off the ball. Do you think he could bat fifth?
No. I think we got to keep Sosa where he is. I mean, maybe they tried him in the outfield in spring training. Maybe they want to give that a shot. But I think he's just a really super valuable utility player.
Yeah, I think when we saw more of him last year, his productivity went down. I think he's one of those guys that...
What happens.
Yeah, where he is. The thing, just to go back to the tush push real quick, Tasty Cake, and your point, we're not cheating, so it's different. But it does remind me of the Belichick thing when they were winning too much and the league... You know, the other teams started becoming focused on what they were doing. Now, they were doing things outside of the rules, but it does remind me, we certainly haven't put together a resume like, you know, Belichick and Brady did, but it does remind me a little bit of how everyone was sort of focused on stopping them the same way that they're focused on stopping us.
Spike, imagine how crazy it's going to be 2 years from now when Jalen wins two more. I mean,
you know, 2 years from now when Jalen wins two more?
Yeah.
Yep.
The Eagles win two more or Jalen wins two more?
The Eagles win
two. Oh, okay. All right.
The Eagles win two. Yeah. Well, with Jalen being, you know, Spike, they do that to every quarterback. They don't say, how many times do you hear Brady's got seven Super Bowls? They don't say the Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got Super Bowls. They say Brady's got them, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Brady did switch teams and then go win another Super Bowl. So,
well, the Eagles aren't going to be silly enough to let Jalen Hurts go.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a big year for me next year, because what an honor it would be to even be mentioned as an insider of the year. And next year, Spike, if Jalen can win the Super Bowl and win the MVP, last August, you kind of teased me about this, Spike, so I hope you remember that.
Jesus Christ. Well, you can't win the MVP throwing the ball 15 times a game, so we'll see what happens. So big
we'll
prove it year,
happens,
friend.
But I did say last August that when you guys, it was the show where you guys said you were going to do, I was happy to hear that you guys were going to do 10 more years.
Yep.
That was your goal to do that. And I called you and said at the end of that 10 years that Jalen Hurts would have more championships and more MVPs than any athlete in the history of Philadelphia sports.
So what is the most number of championships that someone has in the history of Philadelphia sports currently, though?
Two,
right, yeah, okay.
Bobby Clark, right?
Yeah, so next
year, Bobby Clark and BG.
Right, yes, BG.
Yeah, but Spike,
and Rick Lovato.
Ike, BG is never going to win an MVP.
Oh, that's true.
Well, neither is Jalen.
Right? It's a combination of both, because Schmidt, if Jalen wins the MVP next year, Schmidt would still have more MVPs than him.
Yep.
However, he wouldn't have as many championships.
Real quick, in the 80 year, was there a point at which Dallas Green met with Mike Schmidt and said, we're going to have somebody else take your at-bats for you for the rest of the year? Yeah.
No, they did move him. They did try to move Schmidt to shortstop for a while. They didn't really like him at third. You remember that, right?
But
that's different.
And they
it's
did
a little
move
different.
Schmidt down in the order to sixth for a while. You know,
it's a little different.
They did do several things to Schmidt, the greatest third baseman of all time. So everybody,
we'll see.
You know,
big prove it year for Jalen.
We now will see.
Yeah,
but he's got I went to IKEA and bought the bookcase, and right on that top shelf is a Lombardi and a Super Bowl MVP the first year. It's right on the top shelf.
The first year of your bookshelf, not the first
year.
Yeah,
year of my prediction.
Okay.
Oh, man.
The first year of my prediction.
Inside of the year, it takes to kick down.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm writing it down. I'm putting you on there. Yeah.
I mean, look, there's certainly more guys more qualified than me, of course.
Yeah.
You're sitting next to a guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, Ike,
Thank you for your service.
If I make a statement like that, and then he wins 2 Super Bowls right in a row after I say it,
yep.
that's something, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
And it's a lock deal being the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. And Saquon will be forgotten forever for what he did in 2024. So.
Well, of course.
Which is another reason why if he broke that record, he wouldn't be forgotten forever.
Oh, there it is, 538. It's been like 2 weeks, actually, since you brought that up. All right, Tasty Cake. Thank you for the call, buddy.
Love you guys.
All right,
man.
All right, Tasty Cake. Throw that in there.
Yeah, there it is. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Ultimately, would the loss of the tush push be a big deal for the Eagles' offense? Ends at 69.3% saying no. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How we doing today?
Just on.
What's up, feller?
What's up, brother?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. It's been a long 2 days, man, working 12-hour shifts. It's getting rough.
Uh-oh. Fritz doesn't even want to work an hour yesterday. Meanwhile, you're working 12-hour
I want to do it from home.
Yeah.
Y'all's keeping me company, though, boys. Y'all make it go by a lot easier from 2 to 5:30, I promise.
Love to hear it.
But
what about after 5:30?
After 5:30, I go home. After I get off on yuns, I take a shower and I eat some supper, and I'm done for the night, boys.
But, there you go.
Anyway, man, y'all are missing. I've not heard this brought up, and if I ain't, I apologize. Y'all are missing some prime comedy here when Fritz beats the camera's eyes shut in this competition by not having Herb be like a referee in some of these events or umpire or something like that.
Yeah, he can be
when
the umpire for the baseball competition. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Let
yeah.
Herb be
baseball,
the
he'd be perfect.
The one-on-one.
Yeah. 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 We can have Herb umping.
We might get a big name for one-on-one.
Yeah, we threw a name out there, and it seemed like it could happen, actually.
Well, I missed that, but yeah. I'm telling you what, man. If Herb drives like his calls, he's blowing every stop sign, red light, turn signal. He is eastbound and down with the hammer down, boys. I'm telling you right now. Spike was just bringing stuff up, and he's like, we're going to run it left. We're going to run the blast. We got the power.
Well, here's,
I was cracking up.
Here's what I want to see, Justin. If it's a sweltering summer day, Herb in full umpire uniform is going to be sweating like the oldies, you know, like sweating to the oldies there. I mean, he's going to be, we're going to keep him. Got to keep
like
him hydrated.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. He's gonna be sweating like a whore in church on Sunday.
There you go. I knew you knocked that one down. Yep.
Well, I got one, but it ain't PG-13. It's more R-rated.
Well, that was close right there.
Yeah. You're already one for one. Imagine the Herb Swamp ass.
Oh.
That's
wow.
You guys, probably. Because y'all know how hot it gets down yonder. Lord God. But I wonder if Herb's got a kicky crack shut play too. And with this push-tush thing, if they do ban it, what I want to see the Eagles do, I don't know if y'all seen it or not, there's this kid out of Florida. He's like 475 pounds.
Mm-hmm. I've seen
and
him.
I want to see him draft this kid in the 6th or 7th round or something like that and let him be the dadgum fullback. And see how many injuries.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
He's getting college football music.
Well, wow. No, I'm just saying, like, let this kid blast into the dadgum line like a fullback. See how many injuries come from that. If injuries is their way of trying to get rid of the tush push.
Well, they're lying.
Bring back
Justin.
The fridge.
Yeah, back like the fridge. But yeah, it's like they're lying, dude.
They're lying. They're just lying. They're all lying.
That I like the fire that Jeffrey Lurie's given, man. I'm telling you, you could tell he don't like it. You could tell, boy. I've seen pictures of Nick. Nick was on it last night. He looked like he got tore up from the floor up. He looked like he was hammered this morning.
Yeah, he was tired. Nick had. I can't believe I had to get up this early. Face.
Well, he was at the party last night.
Yep.
I mean, 7:45 making the coaches talk is a little early.
Yeah.
A little early.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to discourage you from hanging out all night.
Well, it didn't discourage Coach Sirianni. He was up all night.
So y'all think it was Miller Lights for Phil's wins?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Elliot always talks about how swanky that party is down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he said it's a big deal.
Did the media get to go to that party?
I think so.
Oh.
I wonder if he got any inside access.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard him say earlier Serena Williams was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The NFL owners party?
Yeah. And Guy Fieri.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, that makes some sense.
Yeah, yeah.
He seems like a Florida guy.
Yes.
And with the bird crapping on him, we all know what that take is. I can't say it, but we know what that take is. Him wanting to let players bet on themselves.
Yes.
We know what to call that take. I just won't say it.
Yeah.
And for daytime show, I know he already said it, but I got to go with my man Corey. Victor Newman is the greatest pimp of all time of TV. I mean, that dude has had every woman that ever come through on Young and the Restless, man. When I was a kid, I had to stay with my mama in the summertime, and she, buddy, you didn't talk during Young and the Restless or what she called her stories. She didn't call them soaps. Her and her sister called them stories.
Stories, yes. They would say my stories. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah. And after it'd go off, man, she'd call her sister, and they'd start gossiping.
Oh, man, they're going to gossip about it. Ain't no doubt about it. They're going to gossip about it.
It was hotter than a firecracker, boys. I mean, they'd get pissed, Victor. It was hilarious. But, yeah, Victor Newman, Young and Restless, that's goated daytime talk show. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. Y'all keep me company all day, every day. The host station does. I love you, boys. I mean,
all right, Justin. All right.
Herb just called back in very upset.
Love you, Justin.
Why was Herb upset?
He wants Justin to shut his fat mouth.
Oh, no, really?
Those are fighting words.
He really called back?
Yeah.
What?
I don't even think Justin said anything wrong.
Yeah, Herb, he was trying to nominate you to be the judge of the Fritz and the camera.
Yeah, I think it was me and Jack that were maybe a little iffy.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Well, probably was directed at you.
More you. Yes. Yeah. He doesn't like you at all.
Doesn't. You were the one that said the swamp ass thing, though.
Yeah.
Well, imagine. 90 degrees out there.
Andy from Deptford, you're on WIP.
Andy!
Can't hear you, Andy. Andy from Deptford? Can't hear you.
Wow.
I guess we'll go to Ziggy in Lehigh Valley. Ziggy, you're on WIP.
Dallas sucks.
There you go.
Got him.
And I'm doing great.
Good to hear,
listen,
Ziggy.
Yeah, if they take the play away, think of it like this. Our offensive line and Super Bowl champions will go down in infamy as the greatest offensive line ever because they actually had to take a play away from them. They were so dominant.
They'll be like the wilt of offensive lines.
Yeah, and if they do take it away, we'll come up with something else, and we're going to slam them even harder. They're going to be sorry they poked the bear. They're going to be sorry.
Everyone keeps saying they're going to come up with something else.
What else are they going to come up with? They're
going to put a trampoline in the backfield? Yeah. What are they going to do?
Maybe throw a deep ball.
Yeah.
Even more brute force. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
All
right.
All. Man whooping man.
Maybe some more daggers.
All right, Spike, listen. I saw Jimi Hendrix play live.
Whoa.
Wow.
The Dick Cavett Show.
Oh, wow. Dick Cavett Show. That is OG. Dick Cavett Show was daytime?
I was a youngster. Yeah, like 3 o'clock, something like that. Him and Merv, they were kind of like next to each other. You know, Merv was more for the older people. Dick Cavett was a little bit more hip.
Yeah, well, you had Jimi Hendrix on the show. That's a good one, Ziggy. Yeah. No one brought up Phil Donahue, who was one of the other GOATs, one of the other early GOATs.
That's not Phil?
No, mm-hmm. Phil Donahue. I would say that Phil Donahue was the sort of the OG of the Jerry Springer-style controversial show.
Mm-hmm.
And Donahue always had this sort of like perplexed, really concentrated look when he was listening to the Lunatics. Jose in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Jose?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How you guys doing today?
Jose, what's up, brother?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Life is awesome.
I got a brother named Jose.
Yeah.
My youngest brother.
Very common name.
Yeah.
My name is actually Jose Reyes, and I always got the question asked, are you related to Jose Reyes for the Mets? And I would say, yes, he's my cousin.
Nah.
His dad and my dad were brothers. You know, we're not related. I think he's Dominican and I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was fun to say that.
And my little brother's black.
Yeah. Now,
Jose's of all different races.
Yeah.
Yeah, all different nationalities. How they spell
it?
Yeah. My brother's Jose is spelled Hosea.
Oh, really?
Biblical.
Oh, is that a Bible?
It's a biblical name, yeah.
Ah.
Hosea.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm calling. If they take the push away, they take it away. I hope they don't. I like it. It's very exciting. And you know how people say that they can't stop it, but they have stopped it. In fact, when was the year when we broke down 2 years ago in 23, I think it was, the first round against Tampa Bay?
Yep.
They stopped it twice.
Well, I mean, even this year, was it the Jacksonville game where it wasn't successful at all? I don't think. We ran it a bunch of times. It didn't work in the Jacksonville game. Yeah, it's not as successful now as it was a couple years ago. I wonder if any of that is Kelsey or if it is just that teams are more prepared to face it. Maybe a little of both.
I believe teams are preparing more. They're studying film. They're looking. They're seeing that you have to get real low. And that's what Tampa Bay did. They got real low, and they stopped us from scoring the two-point conversion. Remember when...
And they got Vita Vea in there. He weighs like
big
400
fella.
Pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, forget about us getting a big fullback, a big running back. How about they get bigger defensive tackles?
Lineman, yeah.
Yeah, or just learn how to tackle lower, you know, how to stop.
Grow up. Stop lying. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jose, all-time favorite daytime TV show?
Oh, man. I will have to say, from when I was a kid, I was excited when it came on, the old Tarzan show.
Oh, wow. Tarzan.
I remember Tarzan. Yeah.
Late 70s, early 80s, yeah. I think Tarzan was.
Yeah.
That's a good one. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't sell for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at X10 in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Nothing says, I do 250 push-ups a day, like getting injured on the first day of moving while moving a toaster. Mike in Havertown.
I wasn't moving a toaster.
Sounds like it.
116 pounds is heavy to pick up from the floor.
It's just water.
Water's heavy, man.
Yeah, I would love for you to see. I'd love you to have you try to move it. And as I said, I moved it about 2 feet. It is still in the basement full of water. It's nice. Going to be there for 10 more years. I don't have to pay somebody to...
It's the new house or the old house?
The new house.
Okay.
Yeah. What's next?
I've never been so jealous of a bird. The Delaware Valley listening to Elliot get pooped on by a bird.
That is a good one. That's a good... Man, I wish we had that on video.
Oh, the YouTube numbers?
You kidding me?
The YouTube
of him
numbers.
Realizing that a bird pooped on him?
Oh, my God. Oh, what a miss that was. We got to find a way to get, when he's on location like that, get video all the time. After
Zoom?
The KOC thing.
Yeah, but I think he's, because he was there.
And we got to find a way.
All right.
Yeah. You can do Zoom from your phone.
Sure.
Yeah. Got to find a way. What's next?
Look, I can power a full home, but getting Elliot from pasty to tanned is asking a lot. The sun.
You know he's been out there tanning.
Oh, are you kidding me?
When we
see him, he's going to be in full summer mode.
Oh, man.
Kidding me?
Showing a lot of thigh meat, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Elliot.
What's the thing that the kids do with the drinking on Fridays in the city or Thursdays?
Oh, sips.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, yeah.
Do people still... they don't do that anymore?
I don't think it's a thing anymore. You know Elliot was a constant.
That's what I was going to say.
Him and Embiid.
Yeah, I bet Elliot is a big sips guy.
Still at 30, almost 40.
Yep. Sipping away. What's next?
Are you a diehard fan of the Sixers and Eagles? Do you want to get insider information before everyone else? Join Devin Caney and Elliot Shore Parks for the new Odyssey podcast, Scoops and Poops. Frank and Ardmore.
Scoops and Poops.
Oh, man.
Scoops and Poops.
See, the poop jokes are not going away.
No, I hope Elliot knows that, like, this is forever.
That's what I said. As soon as he told us, in my head, I was like, oh, God, why would he tell us that?
The first Elliot Shore Parks t-shirt is going to have bird poop on it.
Bird poop on it, yeah.
What's next?
Oh, wow. Embiid is suiting up tonight to face the Knicks. Jack, still believing everything he reads on Twitter on April Fool's Day.
I got duped by Tiger. I don't appreciate Tiger doing that.
Yeah, I can't believe you got duped by that.
Yeah, it's a lot of nonsense on here.
Yeah, April 1st.
Well, listen.
Healed from an Achilles in 2 weeks.
T.O. played the Super Bowl on a broken leg.
Yeah. What's next?
I assume I'm the early front runner for next year's Eagles Insider of the Year. The bird that defecated on Elliot.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
A lot of bird poop jokes today.
By the way, and we've mentioned this before, how about how chesty Big Dom has gotten? Sweet, sweet little Big Dom now,
know.
Just with the constant bragging and trying to rub my face and stuff.
No, woe is me, Dom, is what I'm going to start calling him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's feeling good now.
Yeah.
He was in a vulnerable state there for a while.
Yep.
In the hospital and everything.
Yep.
You know?
If there's anybody that's going to make me cheer against Jalen, it's Big Dom.
Big Dom. Tasty Cake Dom.
Not Big Dom.
Yeah, when you said Big Dom the first time, I was like, did Big Dom get chesty?
Did I say Big Dom the first time? Yeah. Oh, Tasty Cake Dom.
Well, he is chesty.
Yeah, Big Dom's always chesty. Yeah. Big Dom. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Tasty Cake Dom. One last thing.
What was me, Dom?
One last thing. How do we feel? They've been following it as it pops up every time that it happens. I don't want Ovechkin to break Gretzky's record. Ovechkin's a great player. I don't like Ovechkin breaking his record. It feels like he just hung around long enough to break Gretzky's record.
Was he five away?
Five goals away. Yeah.
I hope he does.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, he's not Gretzky, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I mean, he's a great player. Yeah, Ovechkin's a great player.
Yeah. And some of these things I like seeing happen. So at least when Gretzky set these records, hockey wasn't as big. It wasn't as prominent on television. So I only got to see Gretzky really through highlights the majority of time.
Right.
Right? Through the majority of my...
And much different players.
Yeah.
Much different players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm actually still shocked because I thought Gretzky had records that would never be broken.
Well, Gretzky was...
It's like breaking a Wilt Chamberlain record.
Gretzky was like, he was a great goal scorer, but he was even better at setting other people up.
Right.
You know, Gretzky more... Ovechkin more of a sniper than Gretzky was. But yeah, you talked me into it. I guess
Gretzky
okay.
still has the points
The points record, right?
Yeah.
They said for years you could take away all of Gretzky's goals and he would still have the points record just on assists. I don't know if that is still the case, but that was the case for a long time.
And at least we saw his career on like Wilt.
Yeah, at least we did. There's footage of it, yes.
Yeah, so you can be sure it happened.
Yeah. There seems to be a lot of other footage coming out recently. Still waiting for the 100-point game.
Yep, still waiting for it. Somebody must have had a phone in that crowd. Somebody must have had an iPhone, right?
Exactly.
What's coming up on Fritz at 6 if you're actually doing it?
I am doing it, yeah. I'm just going to plug the book for a whole hour, basically. No, we're talking Phils. We'll mix some Tush Push. It'll be a fun hour.
Okay. Wow, sounds like you have it really planned out.
Well, I want to talk about the Phillies.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, you know that's what he wants to talk about.
Yeah, and no game today. Man, all these off days. I don't
it's
like
stupid.
It. Yeah, come on. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.